The next patient is Vicky Casimir. The last name is C-A-S-I-M-I-R. Vicky, V-I-C-K-E-Y. This is a clinical case of a 59-year-old African-American female that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3-8 without any evidence of proteinuria, period. The latest laboratory workup that was done last December shows that the serum creatinine remains to be 1 and the estimated GFR is 62 mLs per minute, period. A urinalysis is normal. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is related to the fact that she has been gaining weight steadily. 2 years ago, we started at 177 pounds, and today the patient weighed 195 pounds. It's a lot of difference. She has a lot of fluid retention. She's a patient with a cardiomyopathy. She was emphasized about the need to suppress completely the use of the salt and restrict the fluid intake to 40 ounces. And she's a rice lover, and she has to stay away from the starches even more when she has the tendency to develop hyperglycemia. Period. Number three, the patient has a cardiomyopathy that is followed by Dr. Parnassa. Number four, the patient has a hyperuricemia. The uric acid is well controlled. Following number, the patient is overweight. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is well controlled. Following number, to our surprise, there is evidence of a hypercholesterolemia of 252 with elevation of the triglycerides. The patient is going to change the diet. We are going to evaluate the patient in 3 months with laboratory workup. We made emphasis in the drastic change in the lifestyle, otherwise the prognosis is poor. Paragraph. I spent 10 minutes in the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.